should be able to love you regardless, no matter how you wear your hair or how you look. That alone should not matter to him. He wouldn't care if your hair is real or not. There are no real men out here, because if there were, nobody would be single. Every woman out here should be able to find a man, period, without a problem. Then nobody would be cheating either. That's the main cause of jealousy that leads to extortion too. Too many jealous people, which leads to extortion. That's why nobody have a man. I don't get why these females volunteer to be a side chick but have a baby by somebody else, then want to take it out on the child because the father not around. It's not the child's fault. These men are the ones with the problem, and I don't know why these females be so pressed about another female's uterus. These females live in another woman's uterus. When come time for a baby, these females crazy and delusional, just like these men. They live up under a rock until somebody have a baby, then they turn into a whole blog and start exposing somebody else's business. Just nasty. But a lot of you females fix yourself to be a side chick, so you the one nasty and want to blame that as a mental illness. These men use you to play you. That is a mental illness. But you fix yourself so that you could be a side chick when these men play. These men play because you're not the right one. You're not going nowhere because you feel that you're the right one. And he playing you. He using you for collateral, a step up the ladder. You women are crazy because you volunteer to be a side chick. This is about some money. Jealous. Because she wants to extort him. That's why she's a mistress who fixes themselves to be a mistress. That's voluntary manslaughter. We black women can't be happy, so we black women extort you so that we can be happy, but can't be happy because you females want to have beef with another female and be all up in her uterus. What her uterus got to do with you? Then want to worry about somebody talking to themselves, but want to be on the pro campaign talking about, I love seeing girls get a man after a lame one. I'm happy for you, sis. No, you not. It's y'all females. Y'all hate to want to see anybody. That's why you extort for money. You don't want to see nobody happy unless they got some money. They got some money. Oh, I'ma extort him for money. Oh, I see that she's happy with him. Let me try to do this to break them up so I can get to that money. And don't want nobody with him but you. That's why you extort him. Because he don't want you and you don't want nothing but his money. Y'all are the main problem. Then want to make somebody else the problem because he don't want to care about you. Because you want to care about his money. He not giving it to you for you to spend up and leave him broke. Because that's what y'all do for an honest living. But diss somebody while being happy. Y'all hate to see somebody being happy for somebody to extort you. She will extort him for that money too. Just to cheat on him with somebody else. Don't nobody care about being happy no more. These women don't care about you. They care about that money because you want to cheat. That's extortion too. That's why the $20 bill say hangman. Not just a black man, it's for any man and every man, woman and child, no matter the color, depopulation, to depopulate. These women, they want to worry about how you look and what you look like, and the lazy want to get on TikTok and talk about somebody else's business, extort a man for money, and you lazy. Worried about somebody looking like a man, and y'all on pro campaign about a man marrying a man And the only thing these lazy females worry about is money and how to control it. That's all these women do. It's control shit. Charles, your lunch is ready. I only cook for you because you trash. Worrying about somebody becoming a father because he not with you, for you to extort him because you need his money. You trash. That's what makes you happy. You trash. You not happy unless you upset with another female. We know you're expecting it. We know you expecting a baby. When is the due date? Well, why is that your business? Sincerely, Breland Marie.